Plato's Cave. Why the allegory of the cave is relevant today. Part 1. The story of the allegory of the cave. Imagine you've been chained to a wall in a dark cave your entire life from the time you were born. All you've ever known is what's in front of you, which happened to be flickering shadows cast from a fire behind the wall you were chained to. Would you consider that to be the entire world? Or would you question what lies beyond? How would that process even start? This isn't some new thriller movie plot. It's an ancient thought experiment crafted by the Greek philosopher Plato over 2,000 years ago. Known as Plato's Cave, or known better as the Allegory of the Cave, this thought experiment has inspired many thinkers, scientists, academics, and even works of art, literature, film, and music throughout history and in the modern day. The most popular example most people would know is the movie The Matrix, 1999, where the main character, Neo, goes through a similar experience as the chained prisoner, as I will explain below. The allegory of the cave, while thousands of years old, is still just as relevant today and holds powerful lessons for us in understanding our minds and breaking free from the limitations we often unknowingly place on ourselves or are imposed on us externally. The cave. In Plato's narrative, a group of prisoners has been confined in a subterranean cave for their entire lives. Their legs and necks are shackled so tightly that they cannot move their bodies or heads, making it impossible to turn around or see anything other than the wall directly in front of them. Behind the prisoners is a blazing fire, and between the fire and the prisoners is a raised walkway. They've never seen the outside world, nor do they know it exists. They're entirely isolated from what most of us would consider reality. The only light they see comes from the fire burning far behind them, casting an eerie glow that produces shadows on the wall they face. These prisoners perceive the world solely through the shadows that appear on the wall. When objects are held up and moved behind them by the shadow makers or puppeteers who walk along the raised walkway, the light from the fire casts shadows, creating the only reality they know. These may be shadows of animals, people, or inanimate objects. The puppeteers play a critical role in the allegory, symbolizing the various forces, whether societal, ideological, or self-imposed, that shape our perceptions and understanding of reality. They serve to illustrate how our views can be manipulated or limited by external influences, making us accept a distorted version of truth. As far as the prisoners are concerned, these shadows are the total extent of reality and existence. They even create names for these shadows, have debates about them, and award each other for correctly predicting which shadow will appear next. In short, an entire culture and belief system is built around these illusions. The escape. One day, one of the prisoners is freed from their chains. They are led to turn around and look over the wall that they were chained against, now seeing the source of the light for the first time in their lives. The sudden exposure to the firelight is almost blinding. It's a sensory overload compared to the dim flickers they are used to. Confused, in pain, and disoriented, this prisoner is compelled to move toward the exit of the cave, slowly, step by step. The pain is great from a lifetime of looking at shadows, and there is fear and pain, which makes progress hard. In the distance, beyond the firelight and on a path ascending upwards, is another source of light, one much brighter, and to this they now move. As they ascend toward the opening, the sunlight outside becomes increasingly overwhelming. Each step is fraught with fear and pain, as their eyes slowly adjust to perceive a world unimaginably more complex than the one they have left behind. It is a very painful process, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. Reaching the outside of the cave, they see for the first time the real world, filled with colors, light, and a richness of detail that they could never have imagined. They realize that everything they knew before from their former reality was an illusion, just mere shadows of the real things. Upon experiencing the world outside, the freed prisoner perhaps feels a mix of awe and responsibility. They return to the cave, eager to share the good news with the prisoners still chained. But their excitement is met with hostility. The descriptions of the real world sound ludicrous to those who have never left the cave. They mock the free prisoner, consider them insane, and stubbornly refuse to believe that anything could exist beyond their cave and its shadows. They even grow violent if the former prisoner attempts to free them, and some will attack in their rage. They simply can't comprehend a reality beyond the shadows because that's all they've ever known. Why Plato's Cave Matters. While it was crafted thousands of years ago, the allegory of the cave still challenges us to ask fundamental questions about reality, existence, knowledge, and self-imposed limitations. It's more than just a story. It's a framework for understanding how limited our perspectives can be and how liberating yet challenging it can be to broaden them. The massive impact of Plato's allegory of the cave is evident across a broad spectrum of intellectual and cultural history. From its roots in ancient philosophy and early Christian thought to its resurgence during the Renaissance and in scientific pursuits, the allegory has been a touchstone for exploring the relationship between reality and perception. It has influenced not just philosophers, but also fields like psychology, which has adapted its themes to explain cognitive processes and therapeutic frameworks. Additionally, it has now found relevance in interdisciplinary fields like artificial intelligence and quantum physics, making it a timeless idea for questioning the nature of knowledge, reality, and human understanding. In the next part, we will explore how the cave metaphorically could represent our own mental landscapes. By understanding and applying the lessons from this ancient allegory, we can unlock new levels of awareness, enabling us to live freer and fuller lives and overcome the external and internal bullshit. Part 2: Plato's Cave and Our Minds. Plato's allegory of the cave extends beyond its historical context. I believe it serves as a metaphorical lens through which we can look at our own internal worlds. Much like the prisoners in the cave, we too are bound by limitations, some imposed by society, others self-inflicted, and these constrict our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. The prisoners in Plato's tale are much like us, bound by the same chains of misunderstanding, ignorance, and superficiality. So picture this. Imagine your mind as a cave. Within it, the flickering fire could represent your emotions, past experiences, and beliefs, casting shadows on the walls of your psyche. These shadows manifest as preconceived notions, anxieties, and patterns of thought that dictate how we interpret our experiences. After all, everything we experience is mediated through our senses and our mental filters. They are not the real world, so to speak, but merely a distorted version of it, and yet they shape our perceptions, judgments, and actions. For example, how often have we been hooked on certain thoughts and emotions, letting them carry us away from what we want to really do or how we want to actually be as a person? We get entangled in our own internal world and lose touch with what's really real. And we must also recognize that the external world influences us just as much. Society, culture, politics, religion, geography, environment, everything is connected and we cannot separate ourselves from them. So it's crucial to recognize the impact they can have and to be able to free ourselves from their shadows when they are detrimental. Our own escape. Embarking on the journey out of our mental cave is a daunting task, often painful as we come to realizations and have insights. It requires confronting uncomfortable truths and challenging deep-seated beliefs, like the stories we tell ourselves. Just as the prisoner experienced pain and disorientation upon facing the fire and the world outside, we might also feel discomfort when questioning the beliefs and assumptions that have long governed our lives. Yet this discomfort is a necessary step on the path to a bullshit-free life. I would even go so far as to suggest that eudaimonia, that state of flourishing and fulfillment we all want deep down, is conditional on how much we can escape our own cave. We engage in our escape by both introspection and extrospection, inside and outside our mind, as well as dialogue with others. There are potentially many ways to do this, and what works for each person may be different. So be curious and explore what's out there. For example, in my practice at Think Blue Tree, I utilize evidence-based methods like acceptance and commitment therapy, along with philosophical integration coaching. These approaches help clients untangle themselves from the internal world and manage their minds effectively so that they can pursue what really matters to them, living the way they like to live deep down and be the person they want to be. Books can also be very helpful, especially those that have stood the test of time, as they often contain practical wisdom. An important thing to remember is to never assume you have made it out of the cave. You might still be looking into the fire. There is no end to it, no aha moment of enlightenment. Rather, it's about making sure to keep the process going and always be curious for more. This is a healthy doubt, not a paralyzing doubt, because once freed from the chains, we need to keep moving. And it is curiosity that stops this from becoming existential inertia. You can liken this to going back into the cave to free other prisoners. In this metaphor, perhaps more of your awareness is no longer held back by self-deception, as an example. Our mind may even be angry at us for trying to break the blissful ignorance. Just stay curious and embrace the journey with its highs and lows. This is what being human feels like. What's the incentive? So why embark on this difficult journey in the first place? Why go through the hard work and pain? Is blissful ignorance not preferable, like the prisoners who want to remain chained? When we break free from our internal cave, it allows us to live in closer alignment with reality, enabling us to make better decisions and engage more authentically with ourselves and others. When we know what's really real to us and to the world, this is an authentic unity that makes us have a sense of purpose and meaning, free from what others want, and recognizing our own potential and ability to contribute to what is real. When we do this and engage with our ability to find what's important and relevant to both us and the world, we might discover a truer sense of purpose or finally break free from habits and thought patterns that have held us back. The incentive is a life less governed by illusions and more attuned to reality, however challenging it may be. One key ingredient, courage. Courage is indispensable both for the prisoner breaking free and for any individual attempting to transcend their mental limitations. Facing uncomfortable self-truths and questioning long-held beliefs takes immense courage. In navigating our minds akin to the prisoners in Plato's cave, what we require most is an existential brand of courage, what the philosopher Paul Tillich called the courage to be. Tillich would argue that this courage is not an absence of fears, but about being brave enough to be truly yourself, even when it's difficult. It's about facing tough questions about who you are and what matters to you deep in your heart. Leaving the cave in this sense is like a change in life direction. It's about facing tough questions and making hard choices, all to get a clearer picture of what's real and what's not. It's choosing to face the sometimes uncomfortable truth instead of sticking with easier, make-believe stories that we or society have told us. It might even be about grappling with the internal existential anxieties, the freedom, the burden of choice, the disquiet of endless possibility, and the reality of our mortality. So the challenge of moving from a world of illusions to one of clear understanding isn't just about being brave. It's about having the guts to be truly yourself and all that it means to be human, even when that's the harder path to take. This is a path of constant reflection to make sure our path is not just in alignment with our potentiality, but also that it's ethical and moral in the greater sense that our courage to be isn't harming someone else and leaving the world worse off. The cave is just the beginning. Plato's allegory of the cave remains a timeless call to question our assumptions and challenge our mental boundaries. Its wisdom lies in its universal applicability. The cave exists in each of us. And while the journey out may be fraught with challenges and discomfort, it promises a life better lived and a truer understanding of ourselves and the world around us. It's not easy, and it can be painful and uncomfortable to go through. The majority of people, like the prisoners, will never want to engage with the idea. But if you take the journey, stay curious, and be courageous, you will find yourself leading a life you are excited for, even when the world is unstable. It's the ultimate resilience to the inevitable suffering of being human and a guide to a life lived well. Thank you for listening. Remember to share with friends and family if you found this useful, and be sure to check out the other blog posts. And if you would like to inquire about one-on-one mental health coaching, head to the bottom of the page and book your free discovery call.